I literally had 3 pieces of turkey bacon on, like, 2 slices of rye this morning. And I was like, okay, that's a big enough sandwich. There's, like, 3 pieces of bacon. They're, like, pretty wide pieces of bacon. But, like, I don't think they're quite as thick as regular bacon, but it's, like, they're wider. And it's, like, I had, like, 3 pieces of it on, like, rye, and it was, like, an actual, like, good-sized sandwich. I was, like, I'm wondering if this is going to be too much food. But then I ended up eating it, and now I'm still hungry. And I don't understand how that's even possible, because normally I'll have 3 pieces of bacon, or, like, even 2, on a sandwich, and I'm, like, full until lunch. But, like, today I'm just hungry still. And I don't know if that's because I was hungry. I've been hungry since, like, 2 in the morning when I was, like, on the phone. I was on the phone until, like, 2 in the morning last night, and then I was, like, really hungry. And I ended up going to bed because I'm, like, there's nothing I can make. Like, I have no food that I can just make down here because whatever I make, it's going to be really loud. And I don't want to have one of my breakfast bars that I've made, like, my homemade breakfast bars, because I'm saving those for, I don't know, I'm just saving them, so I don't want to eat them. I'm kind of debating whether I should have more food or not. I don't know. Maybe I'll just see if I, and wait and see if I end up getting full, because I just finished up, like, I don't know, like, 15 minutes ago, so maybe it just takes a while to be full. I don't know, but yeah, that's going on with me right at this moment. And today, I'm basically just staying at home again. You guys, I'm just basically staying at home, and because I have the day off, I'm staying at home, and I'm doing, like, some packing and laundry and some cleaning and stuff like that to get ready for camping, because we are going camping this weekend, and I'm going to try to vlog while I'm there, but I don't know if that's going to end up happening, but I'm going to try, so follow me around, do some chores with me, and make my day more exciting, please. Let's do this. I should probably get dressed, so let's do that first. So this is when I'm going to be really crazy and blow myself away, because I don't want to miss this package that is getting delivered today. But I also have to be all going all around the house, and I'm the only one here at the moment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
Messages. In 1 minute. Robert Rego. Exactly. Pause recording.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to use my iPad to FaceTime my Mac and leave my iPad down here, keep it with me, and my Mac can go up by the door so I can hear what's going on up there. And hopefully it works. So let's do a FaceTime audio call.
Start a phone call using your iPhone or start FaceTime audio. 2. FaceTime audio. Undo. FaceTime audio. Button.
Let's do FaceTime that. Audio. Please work. Alright guys, I'm really glad my phone's working now, because that would have been really annoying if it was going to stop working and just be annoying for the rest of the day. So, yeah, I have to pack. And let me see. Wonder if that laundry is done. It shouldn't be, because I just started it. I don't know. Probably, like, taking a break. Sometimes it will stop between cycles and just let it sit. I don't know what it's doing, but let's pack. So, I am supposed to bring bedding, but I'm going to bring, like, a sleeping bag and a pillow, but I don't know where my sleeping bag is, so I think I'll get my dad to help me look for it when I get home, because I don't really feel like looking for sleeping bags. I have to bring games. Let's grab some games from in here. We've got some board games, but my parents said, don't bring any board games. There's too many pieces. Just bring cards. So I'll bring Bonanza. that bring? Moose in the House and Uno. Moose in the House just because it's a girl game and what the heck. And let me see what these cards are. They are really badly brailled, like regular cards. If you're wondering what that weird noise is in the background, that is the noise upstairs. That's what upstairs sounds like, apparently. Green two, wild card. We have 11. This is phase 10. So I think we've got regular cards, Uno, Bonanza, Moose in the House, and phase 10. We're gonna be good for games. So we're checking with you next time I do anything interesting. So I realized that I don't have any dental floss and I was packing. And I was like looking and I'm like, I could have sworn I had a bunch of it in my dresser, but apparently I used it all. So I'm going to write on our chalkboard dental floss. I'm totally blind in case you're wondering. I don't know if I updated my profile, and I'm sorry I have the hiccups right now. I don't know if I updated my profile yet and said that I was totally blind, but I am totally blind, and I can do basic uppercase print letters, and like in the case of floss, like those are pretty easy letters because a couple of them are in my name. So yeah, I'm just gonna write floss, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm gonna pick it on the bottom end because I would assume it would write on the top part of it. Let's write this. I always do my O's really big and I don't know what. S. Floss. Hopefully I push hard enough and I don't know what this is gonna be like. But I am totally blind and that's that. But I learned how to. It's interesting actually the way I learned how to read print because I had this toy when I was younger, and it was, like, to teach me what the letters were and stuff, and the whole point, there was the braille letter above the toy, above the print, so you'd have the braille A and the print A, and it would also say the letter when you press on the print one, like, it would say A and B, and it would just, there was, like, fun games and stuff on it. And it was kind of fun, and whenever I write print, some letters I write a lot, like if it's like an F, for example, I write it so much, it's like easy for me to do, but if it's like an A, then it's, or like a B, or just any random letter. Sometimes I, like, picture it in my head, that, like, plastic toy letter, and it's actually been very useful. It was easier to learn how to write my signature, because I just knew what they looked like, and all I really had to learn were, like, lowercase letters. So, and a lot of lowercase, at least some are pretty similar to uppercase. So I don't know how many blind people know a lot of print apart from their own name. When people find out about it, they seem kind of surprised, actually. I don't know why, but they seem kind of surprised. But anyway, I think I'm pretty much done my recording time. It's probably going to tell me in a second maximum reach. So I'm just going to post this as part one, and I will come back with part two. Jeez, that was a loud one. I'll come back for part two later today.